going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, the Birds got a W. Wasn't exactly the type of dub we were looking for, but it is a W, and that's important. Happens to be on the same day Washington loses, and that helps. But, man, oh, man, Eagles got a lot of issues. A lot of issues from the way they start to the way the head coach conducts himself. I mean, there's just a lot to discuss. Now, look, the defense was really good. They should be against a bad Browns team, but they were. We'll break it all down with you. We'll do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich, how are you, pal?
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The Australian $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 notes are all made out of plastic.
Are all made out of plastic. Well, that seems inefficient or costly or something.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's more efficient in their minds.
I don't know.
It's something, it's a plastic substance that they call polymer, but it's plastic and it's what their money's made out of.
Well, inefficiency seems to be a word that applies. Yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to sports in Philadelphia. All right, so you know it's funny. I had a buddy telling me last week. He's like, "Man, Joe, you're just too negative lately." Seltzer, I swear to God, I watched that game and I said I want to come in here and be happy. I swear to God. All right, so I'm going to give you a ledger right out of the gate. So there's good news and there's bad news. And what I'm about to say won't encapsulate all of it, but it'll strike at the heart of a decent amount. So good news is that the Eagles got a win, and you got to stack wins in order to make the playoffs and win the division. And yesterday was, in fact, a step in the right direction. A.J. Brown is a stud and a star. A stud and a star. And he largely won the football game. Jalen Hurts did some really nice things as the game progressed. After obviously not a great start, and one that had 5,000 people texting me about him, but the bottom line is he did pull it together, which was good. Defense played very well, and that was really good to say. Now, that's just some of the morsels on the good side. And by the way, we'll take your calls on all this at 215-592-9494. You know, the bad side I thought was really glaring. And I'll say this, John, and I'm going to go here. I was embarrassed as an Eagles fan. And I was embarrassed on two different fronts. And I think when I say I could probably insert the word we for most of us. So the first, obviously, we'll just go sequentially. The first, obviously, was such a lame win against such a bad team. I mean, you really played yesterday one of the worst teams in all professional sports in America. You take the four leagues, and then, you know, good luck trying to find five worse teams than that Browns team. So number one, it was the definition of another uninspiring, excuse me, win. And then number two, I mean, Sirianni's conduct. Once that game was essentially clinched, yelling at fans and then having the children at the press conference, Sirianni's conduct was an embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. And it made me, as an Eagles fan, feel embarrassed. And I don't want to feel embarrassed by the head coach of the football team. That's how I felt. That's how I feel. Obviously, we'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. I mean, there's a lot to get into with all of this. John, the floor is yours.
I kept asking myself after the game, why does it feel like a loss? You know, what is going on here? And then it's just like the hits just keep coming.
Yeah.
You know, like gut punch after gut punch. Seeing that stuff on the sideline, the shenanigans, it's like I want a professional, like an adult, like a guy who commands respect on that sideline amongst this team, amongst this group of men. Like, is that what we got? Is that what that is?
They got a very immature coach.
But once again,
a good person, but tremendously immature.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it, once again, the coaching part. Our situational football sucked. Hey, when was the last time we scored points in a two-minute situation at the end of a half? Joe, I've been lamenting this for 3 years. Why can't we score in a two-minute situation? You know what we did yesterday? Points were scored. There were seven for the other team because we got a field goal block because we couldn't get points on the board. That's a mess. And then after the game, our head coach is sitting up there in such a way – It didn't fit with my perception of the way that the game went. You know, yes, Jalen played better, and the receivers are incredible.
They are.
He was a receiver in college. Like, is that why he felt like the game went so swimmingly, apparently? Like, the way he portrayed it, the way he conducted himself after the game, it was like, you know, I needed more dissatisfaction from the head coach with the way that the game went. The game wasn't good enough. Yet he seemed so, you know, self-satisfied in a lot of ways. And the game was tied with less than 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That's the Cleveland Browns. The game was tied with less than 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter against a team that's hapless. Just hapless.
That's right.
I didn't feel bouncy and you know, jaunty, like, no. Hey, let's hang out with the kids after. I did not feel that way.
Nobody did for that post game. No, nobody did. And you know, the biggest thing I think he needs to have in those moments is awareness. I mean, he can decide on his own the extent to which he wants to express the satisfaction to the media and to the fans by way of a press conference about his team's performance.
That was like defiant. The way that it was defiantly self-satisfied. Look at this. Hey, we won. That's it, guys.
I know.
I'm going to boil this down. Let's oversimplify everything and just say, hey, we won. And all that stuff that you think you see, don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, that too.
Don't worry about it. All that stuff you think is a problem. Hey, I'm the coach. I know better than you do and everyone else. Like, it's cool, man. What gives? It's not cool. And okay, there's so many things that are just crazy about the way that all worked out yesterday. There's so many things that don't make sense. Why the kid's there? Why you drop? Why you swearing when the kids are there? Like, that seemed a little bit like loose.
Wasn't really a
curse,
but I know what you mean. I know what
you mean. The way you're talking, the way you're acting, it's just not in line with my expectations. As a fan, I need some things explained, and there's nothing explained because he seems so completely self-satisfied.
Yeah, it was so out of touch with reality. Look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494, and we don't want to completely at all forget about the game. I mean, there was 60 minutes of football over 3 hours. It was a win. It was an ugly win. It was the exact type of win last week that I said I didn't want. You know, if you remember on Friday, and we didn't even talk about the Eagles till Friday, but I said on Friday, I didn't want another excuse me win. They got another excuse me win. I mean, they are a very average football team. You know, they may even be below average, but I'll call them average for now. Seltzer, I want to ask you a question, and this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. Were you embarrassed as an Eagles fan yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. Like, I felt like I was even more embarrassed as the day went on. You know, I felt like I
agree.
Yeah, the Sirianni stuff. Just honestly, and forgetting like all the stuff after the game and him jawing with the fans and doing all the ridiculous stuff. Like, just the way this team came out to play after the bye week. I mean, we heard so much about this team in the bye and Jalen and Nick and have this amazing stuff. And, like, self-scouting, maybe, like, look a little different, see some new tweaks, some new whatever. Like, it looked exactly the same as it did 2 weeks ago. Like, I just – and the way they – like, just – I think the hallmark of a good team is a team that's ready to play every Sunday or every Monday or whatever it is. They show up and they're ready to play. They might not win every week, but they're freaking ready. This team is never ready. They're never ready.
Well, it's funny. I see it slightly different than that. I think they're just not that good. And I think it manifests in a team.
On top of that, they're not good, but then they're not ready on top of that.
You can say that, but I tend to think that the not being good part just manifests in them not looking ready. Look, I thought A.J. Brown saved their ass yesterday. I really did. I mean, there's a reason why I put him in the top three of Philly sports, you know, with Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler. I think they're the three best in Philly sports. It's just tough, man. I mean, we're not in the mood, obviously, given what happened with the Phils, given what's going on with Joel. you know, you want to feel a rousing sense of satisfaction and appreciation for a team. And look, it's not all bad. I mean, congratulations to Brandon Graham on 200 games. Congratulations on an impactful game by Brandon Graham in which he made some plays. And we'll talk to him about that tomorrow when he's in studio with us. But it was just, it was an ugly win. And it was one that I think had to leave after the game, most people just shaking their head. And frankly, not just about the performance of the team and what kind of squad we got this year, but the conduct of the coach, which I really thought was, there's a lot of words I could apply.
Unbecoming?
Unbecoming is a kind word.
Yes.
Disgraceful is not. Well, you know, I know the Sirianni topic is going to be such a big one today. In part, the game, but also in part, the conduct, you know, aside from the game. But I do want to just say this one thing about the game itself, because this is one of those shows where I could see us talking less about the game than we normally do. I thought the decision, and this is not because the field goal was blocked. I thought it, prior to the field goal being kicked. I thought the decision by Sirianni to kick a 57-yard field goal was really unwise, put another way, dumb. And the reason is because Deshaun Watson in Cleveland wasn't more moving the football. And if you miss a 57-yarder, you give them the ball at midfield with a chance to go score before the half. And like, I know there's a good theory, trust Jake Elliott. And that is generally a pretty advisable thing in Philadelphia sports. But I thought a 57-yard field goal with that amount of time left in the half, giving Deshaun Watson potentially the ball at midfield was just not the way to maximize your chance to win the game. So it's just one of many things this year situationally that I think Sirianni has really, really, really messed up.
Well, and yesterday, I mean, we have to talk about the fact that the organization situationally messed up in the way they allowed things to be conducted after the game.
Oh, like, I agree with that.
That was an organizational failure, not just a Nick Sirianni failure. Like what we saw afterwards yesterday when he was so defiant and self-satisfied with his children up there in the press conference, once again with his children up there, I kept asking myself, why would the organization allow such a fiasco?
Well, Lurie and Howie should know better.
Why?
They
like,
should.
Are the Eagles? I'm just asking myself, like, while I'm watching this, are the Eagles giving Nick just enough rope to hang himself here? Like, just spitballing here. Is this enough? They're trying to create enough reason to fire him.
John, that's
don't know.
It's an interesting point because what I noticed in that clip of him when he goes back, Dom doesn't go with him.
Well, that's another thing. On
wait, hold
field,
on, Ray. It goes back to what?
When he's in my notes, where is Big Dom? If he's getting after the people in the stands inexplicably again, isn't Big Dom pulling him back on the sideline like his job, like the get-back coach? Like, Big Dom is basically the Nick Sirianni get-back coach.
Is that the moment you're talking about, Ray?
Yeah, he literally, when he goes back, runs back to behind the bench, Dom doesn't go with him.
Was Dom next to him when it started?
He's in the screen. He's in the screenshot. And everybody, and Brandon Graham's laughing.
Just seems like there's such a huge disconnect in the mentality of the organization, of that sideline, or something. The way that they felt about that game and the way that I felt, the way that we felt.
Well, I'd say Lane Johnson felt the way we felt. I mean, he was very clear after the game that it was not, you know,
up to snuff.
Let's go celebrate, you know. All right. Phones. I mean, you guys know the drill. 215-592-9494. Look, we're all looking for a break in Philadelphia sports these days, and if you want to count,
agree,
the Eagles,
we need a break from sports. Well
the
said,
Browns are
right there with you.
Team, that Browns team, like
well, Deshaun Watson is completely broken.
That
guy's
was supposed
a joke.
To be a get right game. That was supposed to be like a game where our D line. That's a game where Bryce Huff had a half a sack, guys. That Booker guy from Stanford got on the sack.
And Nolan Smith
tally.
Did make a nice play near
Nolan
the goal
Smith
line. He really
gets
did.
Gets a sack.
That was
a
big play.
We got everyone getting in on the action. Part of that is Deshaun Watson stinks, and that offensive line is a mess, and they're really struggling to protect him. It's not that we're good. It's that they're bad. And
they
we
lost
knew
their
that
backup
going in.
Center, who was their starting center, like a few plays into the
no
game.
No question. All right. But look, the defense did do well. I mean, we shouldn't sugarcoat that. They played a great game defensively. All right, let's kick it off with Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How are we doing this morning?
We're...
Loaded question, huh?
Indeed.
So, Joe, are you going to be rooting for your Mets in the NLCS?
You know what?
It was a long pause right there.
They were horrendous.
Here's the pause.
We couldn't score any runs on them, and the Dodgers, they go out there, it's a steady flow.
Yeah. That bye really screwed the Dodgers up, didn't it? Oh.
So, Tom, the pause was just reacclimating my brain to baseball for a moment. I prefer the Dodgers win, but this is one of those ones where I don't think MLB is going to get my eyes the rest of the way. I mean, I can't do it.
Well, Nish Chiriani once again is showing us how much of a clown show he is. Do we really need Big Dom to hold his hand now the entire game all the way through, even at the end?
Well, you shouldn't need it. I think the point. Here's my main thing on the Sirianni. I don't know if it's my main thing, but one of my main things, Tom, is I thought more yesterday about Lurie and Howie than I have forever in a matter like this. Like, since Sirianni clearly is not the adult in the room, then Lurie and Howie need to be. And it's a shame because you wouldn't think such a thing would be necessary.
They did not do a good job of protecting Nick from Nick yesterday, and it's the worst job that we've seen them do of protecting
Tom, I'll also say this. I don't want the owner and the general manager to have to be a gatekeeper of who enters the postgame press conference in the moment. Like, maybe now with the reaction of the town, maybe he gets called to the principal's office today or tomorrow, and they say, all right, knock it off.
Yeah, well, I mean, he continues to not have this team ready, as evidenced by not scoring a single point in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's his job, is to get the team ready. James,
what an incredible stat that is, Tom.
Yeah.
The fact that the Eagles are the only team in the NFL to have not scored.
But Tom, hold on, I will say this. While Jalen got a lot together as the game went on, he was not good early. He wasn't.
0-for-5 to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I tend to think early.
To me.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Even more concerning to me, and I texted you, Joe, it looks like Jalen lost his step. When he couldn't turn that corner on that third down, that's more concerning
That's a given at this point. And you need him to be great in the passing game, and I fear that when he's effective in the passing game, it is primarily because of the exceptional, elite skill level of players around him. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to discredit Jalen for some of the very nice throws he made. The one at the end was awesome.
And the no turnovers. Really never put the ball in danger the whole
game. That's right. I will tell you, I thought the decision to go deep at the end was very, very...
questionable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very. But it worked
out. A carryover of last year.
Seattle
game. A win is a win, but as we saw last year, it does matter how you win.
Well, here's where it especially matters, and Tom, good call out of the gate. I mean, in the end, and I used this analogy last week, but I'll say it again. John, you know the deal. Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. Yes, true, coach. But you also play to win a championship. You play to be near a championship. You play to be elite. I mean, the Eagles have put absolutely nothing before our eyes this year that tells us this is anywhere near an elite football team. Salvador right now in Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador.
Dude.
Salvador.
What did we watch? Can you hear what we're talking about this morning? We're really not talking about the game. We're talking about our coach.
Yep.
This is unbelievable, man. It's unacceptable, and it's unbelievable. This is not a professional coach, man. This guy belongs on... I don't even know if he belongs on the side of a high school field, man.
So is this sleight of hand, Salvador? Like, why is it that this is, like, allowable? Why is it that we saw that dog and pony show? Like,
I think Joe hit it on the head. I think they're giving him enough rope to hang himself.
Well, John said that. I don't know if I agree with that. I just think it's more like... Once they made the decision to bring him back, they can't control everything every second. I mean,
but they have been controlling everything and every second, and all of a sudden, after the bye, it's like this laissez-faire attitude toward Nick. It does feel like, okay, let's let him be him, and he told us
after the game,
the players came to him. We want more the old Nick back, the old Nick personality. Like, if the organization signed off on that, maybe that is just them trying to give the players more of what they want.
And, or Or maybe, or Salvador, maybe, look, I kind of think Howie and Lori did not have a conversation with Nick in the last 2 weeks about you be you. Okay, that's just my personal gut feeling. But let's just suppose for a moment they did. If they said you be you, I tend to think they didn't mean to that extent.
Aggressive against people in the stands.
Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah. That is ridiculous.
Right, it's ridiculous.
He should know that's ridiculous.
But Howie's not going to let him do that. Like, Howie's not going to let him be him. He doesn't let anybody be them. He does not want to see this. Like, I guarantee this guy, he might make it out at the end of the year because he took us to the Super Bowl. But after this year, he's gone.
Well, I tend to think you're right. I mean, that's one of the things, and Salvador, appreciate the call. I tend to think you're correct there.
Yes, maybe. But
likely.
But maybe he's too insulated. You know, like yesterday, if that's a loss instead of a 4-point win, that means he's a lot closer to out the door than what he is right now.
But here's what yesterday to me on the field speaks to. The Eagles might get to 9 or 10 wins, but it doesn't mean they're a good football team. And Lurie and Howie aren't dummies. They know that. I mean, they sat there and watched that game just like we did. I mean, they know that was not a good performance. And they know that the two main reasons why the Eagles won the game, A.J. Brown is spectacular, and the Cleveland Browns aren't.
Yes.
Right?
Very simple.
Is that what the coach convey?
And
boom,
I think
nailed it.
Expect the coach to convey something along those lines. That sort of sentiment. You know, like, hey, not quite what we wanted, you know, especially coming out of a bye, but AJ bailed us out. What a great game by him. You know, Jalen getting better. We got a lot of work to do. But it was so lax.
It was horrible.
Hey, kick my heels up. Everything's under control. He kept saying, like, don't worry about it. We'll fix it. Not a big deal. It is a big deal.
No question.
It's a huge deal. It matters. And you can't dismiss that. You cannot treat it that just simply dismissively. It's too big a deal to get up there with your kids and frolic.
It was disgraceful. I mean, it was. Well, we're deep in the Eagles today for obvious reasons. I will say this about other things that happened yesterday in pro football. That Aiden Hutchinson injury was really a shame to say.
Gruesome.
I mean, it was gruesome. And, you know, he's been, early in his career, one of the great young players in pro football. It's always fun when you get a tremendous edge rusher. Guy that just comes off the edge and can wreak havoc. And he's part of what turned around the Lions. And that injury was awful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Part of the attitude adjustment in Detroit.
And skill adjustment.
He's so good.
Right?
Yeah. And he's definitely out for the year.
Yeah.
And that's going to hurt. But he'll be fine when he comes back.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's just one of those ones. I hope he's fine. That's just one of those ones you never quite know. But hopefully it's not a Theismann situation that, you know, his career never, you know, because Theismann never played again.
Was his femur.
No, I know. I know it's different. It's just that was pretty brutal yesterday. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and of course at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors, also remembering those that have passed away. We all always hope for a cure. ArminChevy.com. All right, today's poll question. What annoyed you more yesterday? A, an ugly win versus a bad Browns team. B, Sirianni's conduct. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Rose Ellen right now. Rose Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I mean, we're
struggling, Rose Ellen.
We're trying to find our way through it, Rose Ellen. It was a win, but it didn't feel as such.
I know. I'm embarrassed. I mean, it should never have been like a nail biter. I mean, we should have been scoring every time we had the ball. Thank God for Brown, though. Like you said, he is the number one player.
He's incredible. I mean, he is really, really incredible. It's rare that a wide receiver in pro football wins a game. It just doesn't happen that often.
Well, but it's also a real connection between the quarterback and the wide receiver that wins the game.
Yeah.
It's not just him.
No, I know. But
there were some incredible throws from Jalen.
As things
I
went
mean,
on.
Like magical throws from Jalen.
I wouldn't
yesterday.
Say magical. I'd say he improved a lot as the game went on, as he typically does.
Wait, what did Sirianni say to, remember when the guy, they called interference, and then they picked up the flag, And I forget which player it was, but he was running on the side.
Yeah, I mean, Sirianni did not specify exactly what he said after the game. He also praised that player as a player, but we don't know what the words were. But he was, I mean, look, I didn't mind that much. I mean, you know, a little jawing, a little joking.
That's in-game.
Yeah, and that seemed a little more jokey than like what happened with the fans afterwards. But just the overall.
Overall,
that's ridiculous. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. All right, Roselle, we appreciate the phone call. John, last week, at the end of the week, after the Phillies debacle at the end, we talked about you putting together a song with a sad motif. Now, after yet another
sad stuff
game,
going on.
Any progress on the weekend? Any thoughts?
I actually was playing songs, trying to figure out things that would be appropriate.
Does crying work?
No, Roy Orbison?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, I just feel like that's something I think you could do. Cry, I ain't over the Phils.
That's a pretty unique one.
Cry, I ain't over Sirianni. I mean, I would think you could, but I don't know. I mean,
I've never tried to play that one.
That's your go-to, huh?
Well, I mean, it sums up.
You always bring it up.
Well, I mean, you're crying.
It's appropriate.
I think so. Now, look, is it the most fun song? No. Okay, so maybe that's not the right one to do. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, any ideas are welcome. The problem that I ran into yesterday, for whatever reason, I thought it was a great idea yesterday to try to do songs that I knew were sung by women in the 80s.
Okay. It's very specific, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, like sometimes if you change this, you could change that up a lot and it would be unique.
What about Heartbreaker?
You change the tempo.
Pat Benatar.
Yeah, something like that.
Sirianni's a Heartbreaker! The Phils are a dream crusher. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to Jalen Hurts. Obviously, the slow starts have been bad. Here's Hurts after the game talking about yet another slow start by the offense.
I think it's all fixable things. All fixable things. You know, I think the most important thing is getting the first down. I think that's the most important thing is getting the first down. And then after that, you kind of just play ball. You know, couldn't connect on some, and it's all fixable things, all being on the same page.
It's so different. What he's talking about, you know, like fixing some things, it's not going to be good enough when you do what you're describing here, Jalen. Like, what we want, what we hope for is everyone who watched that Cowboys game, the Detroit Lions completely dismantling the Dallas Cowboys, the way that the Lions offense is run, you know, I don't know if you saw the highlights, they scored a lot of points. It was magnificent to me that Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, he got Penei Sewell the ball to try to score a touchdown for him. You know, the right tackle, he got the ball to him to score in the red zone. And then when that gets called back, they were up by 35 points. He's trying to get other offensive linemen touchdowns. He's pulling out all the stops. Tom Brady is saying, commenting like, wow, this OC might want to hold some things back.
So you're ripping Kellen Moore?
Absolutely, I'm ripping Kellen Moore. What happened to the idea of being creative? Like, this was supposed to be Kellen Moore comes in and works his offensive magic, and he can spice it up, and he can motion, and he can get us under center, and we'll be play actioning, and no one's going to know where the ball is with all this ball
handling.
John,
I'll say this for the 5 millionth time. I think anyone that runs the Eagles offense, Sirianni last year, Kellen Moore this year, I think they work around Jalen's deficiencies. I do. I find it hard to believe that Kellen Moore, who had an offense with variation in Dallas, suddenly forgot how to call those plays. I just think the quarterback...
Jalen's not comfortable with them.
Correct.
Yeah.
And good.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, comfortable
and good
at comfortable. Those things. He needs to have someone who tells him it would be valuable to this team for you to be able to do some of this play action with your back to the defense. Like, if you are... Like, I don't know if that's the situation, if it's he's unwilling to try some of this stuff. I have no idea. But that seems crazy to me that he would be unwilling to try something
new. Does it seem less crazy to you now, though, than it did in the summer when you very much expected things would look different? Because we're now 5 games in and it looks completely the same.
It's not completely the same.
Well, but you know what I mean.
It's way too similar for
similar.
My taste.
Very similar. Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
I think it's likely that they have bent to Jalen's will in terms of what he likes, what he doesn't like, because that's what happens in season. And I think they did a poor job of getting him to where he's comfortable with the new stuff. Look, that's on him, but that's on Kellen Moore as
or
well.
Or they really, really tried.
Nick Sirianni also.
Or he just can't take it. And you can't adapt to it. I don't know. I mean, I'll say this.
If can't adapt to it.
Well, John, he's not very good. He's not very good.
Yes, he is. Yesterday, Jalen was good, Joe.
No, he was good.
Yesterday, Jalen played well.
Nah.
What are you talking about?
Nah, Jalen was a below-average starting quarterback yesterday.
No, he wasn't. He was a highly efficient quarterback
Who improved
yesterday.
As the game went on. He improved as the game went on, but he was not. He was really bad early. Really bad.
Okay, and that's sometimes what happens.
No question. But, I mean, he doesn't net out to being a guy, for me, that I'd want to have here in a year or two. I mean, unless he picks it up, I think this thing's over soon. Both quarterback and coach, by the way.
Wow.
Raimondo in Delaware. Good morning, Raimondo.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure.
You bet, Raimondo.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I don't want to hear that a win is a win is a win. We stunk yesterday to a lower team that was only 1-4. So let me ask you guys a question. Didn't we miss a coach during the coaching search 4 years ago by the name of Dan Campbell?
I mean, I guess that's probable, yeah.
When I seen how Detroit came out and totally dismantled Dallas with all their offensive weapons,
Raimondo, you know, their offensive coordinator was expected to leave for this season to go and be a head coach somewhere, and he shocked the NFL community by staying in Detroit to be their offensive coordinator again. He would be incredible here in some capacity.
I mean, he'll probably be a coach, head coach somewhere next year. You know, you guys know my theory. I think Belichick's in the division next year. Giants, Cowboys, and Eagles all lost again yesterday. So, you know,
and I'm Washington, you mean? You said Eagles. Or Giants, Washington.
I'm sorry, Cowboys.
Yeah.
It felt like the Eagles lost.
Sure did.
That's ridiculous.
True Freudian slip, yeah.
Look, Raimondo, I hear you, man. I mean, Dan Campbell's done a nice job there. We shouldn't discredit. Sirianni did a great job earlier. He really did. But it's meeting diminishing returns. Let's get to the Gattadore and Window winner of the weekend. As, of course, we look back to what was over the span of the last couple of days of the weekend. Brought to us by Gattadore and Window. You can buy a window or door and get the second and half off. With 18 months interest-free financing, call Gattadore and Window at 1-877-GO-GATTA or visit goguida.com. Well, in addition, obviously, what we've been discussing with the Eagles, I mean, other things from the weekend that stand out. As we know, three of the four teams that got a bye in Major League Baseball advanced. So that diminishes the theory that the bye is disadvantageous. Now, we got to see it play out over a longer span of time to really, really know. But for the purpose of this year, it's very stark. Phillies lost. Other teams didn't. Not good. Next thing, Joel Embiid. Also not good. I mean, we found out yesterday that he's going to miss the remainder of the preseason, which he hadn't played anyway. And Spike had a really good point.
He did play in the preseason when you go back. It was the preseason. He
was
in the
Australia
Olympics.
Games? Oh, no. Well, yeah, I thought that's not the preseason. Yeah. So Spike had a really good point on Twitter, and I will second this. If the Sixers know that he will not be ready for the first game of the regular season, they better say it soon.
Huh. Yeah,
because sure. If they tell us, you know, 2 days before that game, God forbid 6 hours before that game, that'll be really lame. But look, if they don't know, and if it's truly possible that he could play in the first game, then fine. You know, you don't have to tell us. But if they know he's not going to play, don't tell us right before tip-off. That would be another disgrace. And then the final thing, the Flyers, of course, getting a split over the weekend. Mishkov with an assist in the second game and some creative plays in both games. And still waiting for his first goal. But the Flyers out west, 1-1 so far. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Derek and Paoli. What's going on, Derek?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Derek?
Here's the question. Here's my question. When are we going to just accept the fact that this is who the Eagles are, right?
Oh, I have totally accepted
it. Right?
I'm not happy about it, but I've accepted that reality.
Like I would be like less inclined to call, right? If this was John saying, but I feel like for the last year you've been saying like Jalen Hurts ain't good. The team's only won this many games. So it's like when they win ugly and lose ugly or lose whatever, it's like that's just what they've been doing for the last year.
No question. What I'm saying? No,
like they look exactly the same as last year. Like the offense look exactly the same. The defense look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And then that whole thing with Sirianni yesterday, like I think Jalen Hurts is a better than average quarterback. I wouldn't say that he's great, but I feel like he gets ripped a lot, right? And then you see Sirianni, the guy who he's supposed to like have all this admiration for. He's literally like jawing with the fans after a 20-16 nail biter.
Look, when Sirianni acts that way, it does make me wonder. Would Hurts be better with a different coach?
Are you kidding me? Jalen Hurts is such a serious-minded person.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel like they mesh at all.
But I'm not convinced. Like convinced Hurts would be better. But he might
to them
be.
Not meshing
no,
at all. Like that's a huge part of the problem.
It may or may not be. I mean, especially if Sirianni's not that involved in the offense anymore, it may not be. I don't know. I mean, Derek, look, at some point, here's the deal. At some point, we're going to see Jalen Hurts as a starting quarterback in pro football with a different head coach. My guess is we will never see Nick Sirianni as a head coach in pro football again.
Okay, and he probably knows that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we're seeing how he is in front of millions of people, like millions of people saw what he was doing yesterday.
Yeah.
So imagine what he's like in the locker room. Like, Sirianni, even when we were winning that one year, Sirianni, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but, man, he just looks like he could be arrogant, cocky. He's a lot of things, and I feel like I don't think him and Hurts mesh at all.
Oh, I totally agree.
I think him and Hurts mesh. I feel like they're just like two opposites, and I feel like Hurts is just saying stuff now to keep the press down. Like now when he speaks, he's got to be real direct. Like, oh, I love Nick.
Yeah, it's been a noticeable turn.
Really feels like that.
Derek, great phone call. It's been a noticeable turn in the last couple of days the way Jalen's talked about Nick. James, do we have to hit the breaking news sounder for finding out that Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts don't mesh their personalities? Is that Rhea? Is that
it's Rhea?
What do you make of this whole thing?
It's a clown show. Like, you know, I text you 2 hours into the game and I said this is really bad at the game. I didn't know about the Sirianni stuff until I got home, because I'm not watching the broadcast.
Yep.
And so I was already going, oh, well, that was painful. You had to pull out a win against the Browns. And then I saw that exchange, and I went, I would love to know what Jeff Lurie's thinking.
No
because
question.
That doesn't represent him or his organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, for whatever I've wanted to say about Jeff Lurie throughout the years, the one thing is he handles himself as a professional.
He sure does.
And that was unprofessional.
Very much so. And not the first time.